This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Where's that dancing frog? I need that dancing frog.
Yeah, get him in here.
Right now, the dancing frog is only celebrating the Cavs wins. I need the dancing frog to celebrate my shuffleboard team wins.
Oh, did you do good last night?
Oh, my gosh. Alyssa, Rose, we did better than I ever could have expected last night.
So I was not missed, is what you're saying.
No, you were not missed.
Oh, no. No.
It would have been nice to have you there, though, so you could have met Parker, who listens to this show. So the quick backstory on this, I'm playing in a shuffleboard league. It's my friend's shuffleboard league, and I am a sub on his team. And last night, we needed another sub because my friend was out of town. So I put it out on social media on the Q Morning Show Instagram page. I said, hey, anybody want to play shuffleboard with me on Tuesday night? And Parker sent us a DM and said, yeah, I'll play. I'll be there. And so he showed up last night, and I met him and his fiance.
Aw, fun.
And they're very nice. I'm going to try to remember as many details as I can about Parker and his fiance. So they are late 20s.
Okay.
Graduates of the University of Toledo.
All right.
They are engaged.
Aw.
And they're very smart, and they do real work in the community. He is a forensic scientist.
Oh, wow.
She's a civil engineer.
Oh, my gosh. How'd you make smart friends, Bill?
I don't know why smart people listen to this show. It really astounds me every time.
It really must just be because they need a break. That's all I can think of. They're like, okay, I need some silly time.
Yeah, I can't relate to them personally. It's like, well, you've heard the show. You know what's going on in my life, and I play shuffleboard on Tuesday nights.
So here we are. Well, that's good. You guys came out with some wins.
Yeah, he was very nervous, and I'm like, you don't have to be nervous. Since I've joined this team, we're like 2-7. But then last night, he was underselling it.
Like he was really good?
He was really good.
Okay, one of those.
And we ended up winning two games last night, two games out of three.
Wow. Okay, those are pretty good odds.
Yeah, I felt good. And then his fiance at some point in the night, she took off to go play volleyball somewhere.
What?
She went to go play volleyball in the flats. He's playing shuffleboard on Lorraine Road. I'm like, you guys are a very active couple on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, wow. Wow, I need to take some notes from them. Take some pointers. I was on my couch probably by that time that you guys were finishing up those games. I was on my couch like face deep in my little game.
Could you get Bryce, your husband, to go out on a Tuesday night and do something active, like join a shuffleboard league or a volleyball team somewhere?
That's a pretty tough ask.
Or a kickball team? Because I honestly think it would be fun if we did something like that. If we were to figure out what we were into and we formed a team and we just filled up the team with people who listen to this show and we just do something like that.
Now that would be super fun.
Yeah.
I would be down for that.
We just got to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
Like, what do we want to do?
I'm not sure.
I'm down for anything.
Let's brainstorm it a little bit.
You know, I play shuffleboard. I used to play softball.
I love a good kickball game.
Kickball would be fun. I did that a few years ago.
Yeah, I love a good kickball league. I was in one of those back in San Diego. So that'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's think about this for a little bit.
We can brainstorm that. Shoot us ideas. 216-474-0104. Who's in?
And if you have an idea of how we can get this going, let us know.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
Let's go to Euclid. We want to talk to Layla and get a good vibe. Layla, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share with us.
My dog is cancer-free.
Yes.
Yes, the best news.
First of all, what is your dog's name?
Her name is Josie, and she's a beagle.
How old is Josie?
Josie is 11 years old.
When was she first diagnosed?
It was about 14 months ago, and we've been through some treatments, and it's not cheap, but she is cancer-free.
She's part of the family. You do what you gotta do.
Yes, you do.
I love it. How much energy does she have these days?
A lot more than she's had lately, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure she does. Running around, just being a good little pupper. Bill's gonna cry.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that good vibe.
He's actually like tears are welling up in his eyes.
Aww.
Happy tears, I hope, Bill.
Yes, of course. Thank you for sharing that good vibe, Layla. When you get a chance, send us a pic of Josie. We'd love to see.
Will do. Will do.
Oh. 216-474-0104. That's how you share a good vibe on the Q Morning Show. Every morning, 655 and 855. Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa, how in shape are you? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most in shape you could possibly be. Like Olympic bodybuilder in shape at number 10.
I'm going to give myself a solid 2.
You're a 2?
I'm going to give myself a solid 2, and that's being pretty generous.
I'm reading this article that comes from the Mayo Clinic. They're very impressive, aren't they? The Mayo Clinic, they have Mayo Clinics all over the country.
Oh, yeah. One of the biggest ones.
And it says here that there are a variety of ways to measure how fit, how in shape you are. And one of the ways that you can ascertain that is by doing push-ups.
Oh?
Yes.
That's never something I find myself wanting to do.
And the Mayo Clinic has issued guidelines for how many, based on how old we are, how many we should be able to do.
Okay.
So I thought we'd give it a try. Do you want to give it a try to see where we are?
Why not? Maybe I can prove myself wrong.
I think I'm at a 6.
You're saying a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10?
Right. I'm still doing a lot of cardio right now. I was doing a lot of strength training, although that's dropped off in the past few weeks. But I still think that I'm in pretty good shape as far as that goes. So in my age group, it says I need to do 16 push-ups.
16, that's it?
You want to put it to the test?
Yeah, let's see what you got, right, man.
I'm coming over to your side.
Okay.
So you can watch me and you count off.
All right.
Here I come.
Do a little bit of commentating.
All right.
I'm
not even gonna stretch. I'm just going to do it.
Wow, he's brave. He's being so brave. Okay.
Ready?
Bill's on the floor. And he's going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, we got some grunts, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, he's really going for it.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
just one more, 16,
baby.
Hey, he is the epitome of health, everyone. I'm sorry. I wish I had something for you to win right now. I feel like you deserve a prize.
You know what my prize is? Just knowing that I am in shape to do 16 push-ups. That's my prize.
All right. Well, what is mine? What do I have to do to prove that I'm in shape?
For your age group?
Yeah. How many I got?
20 push-ups.
All right. 20? Oh, that's nothing. Let's go.
We'll see.
Let's go. I'm taking my scarf off.
I've got this big computer monitor in front of me. I'm not going to be able to watch you as well as you watched me.
All right, I'll come over there by you.
Oh, do I still sound a little out of breath?
Okay.
All right, Alyssa is on the ground. No using your knees.
All right, ready?
Let's count them off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're doing really well.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
You're a liar. You are in really good shape. What are you talking about? 20 push-ups, no problem. Why would you give yourself a 2?
I gotta stay inconspicuous. I can't let everybody know my secret.
Why would you lie like that? You're in fantastic shape.
I'm really not. I'm actually not even out of breath, though. I feel like we should have recorded that. Nobody's gonna believe that I actually just did that.
Look, I'm still a little bit out of breath. We need to take a break right now because I'm so out of breath.
I'm feeling great. Let's keep going.
Next, we're going to climb the rope in gym class.
Let's go!
Q104, the Q morning show. Am I the bleep hole? I can't believe it's Amy from Wycliffe. I can't believe Amy in Wycliffe is the bleep hole. She sounds so nice. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Who does? Who in your world thinks that you're a bleep hole?
My teenage son.
Oh.
Now, why would he think that?
That's normal, I think.
I guess. So he started working this job back in July. He's 17. It's his first job ever. And I don't want to say where he works, but let's say he's kind of a busboy, dishwasher, and only works on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty good fit for being a junior in high school.
Okay, so did he go out and get this job on his own, or did you encourage him to go find a job?
Yes, he did. We didn't push him to get a job. He wanted a job because all of his friends were working, and I assume he wanted to be a little bit financially independent, have some extra money like the rest of his friends were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And at first he really liked it, but now he's, realizing what being an adult is, and he's getting annoyed that he's working every weekend and, missing out on some things with his friends. And I tried to explain to him that's part of growing up and having a job, it's been a few weeks and he just keeps complaining. And, he finally told me he wants to quit. And then he asked me if I would call and quit for him. And I said, absolutely not. I said that he can make his own decisions, but whatever he decides, he needs to do it. I think it's a really important lesson in his life. And, I know he's nervous. He's never quit a job before, but I really feel like he needs to do this on his own.
I need to clarify one thing.
Okay.
Are you allowing him to quit the job, or are you making him keep the job?
No, it's his decision. I just will not personally quit for him.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he wants you to call his place of employment and do the quitting on his behalf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I have my answer. To me, this is easy. What do you think, Alyssa?
I think that given the circumstance here, I totally don't think that you're a bleep hole. I think that there is definitely like a scenario where it would make sense for you to do it for him if something inappropriate was happening at work, if he was being taken advantage of. But in this instance, if he's just unhappy, I think, he's got to do it himself.
216-474-0104. I agree with Alyssa 100%. Is there anybody who thinks that Amy should be the one to take the responsibility to call up her son's work and quit the job for him? I can't imagine there would be anybody that would say that.
Not in this instance. No, I'm not seeing any red flags. And I think I would say that, like, mom, I think that, even if you don't support his decision to quit, I think that, at least giving him whatever basic tools he needs to do it in a professional way, I would say to do that. But yeah, he's definitely got to do it himself, in my opinion.
Also, I'm going to take it one step further. Amy, your son cannot quit over the phone or by text. He needs to go in physically and quit in person.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He needs to go in person.
Yeah, that's going to go over great today when you tell him that. 216-474-0104. Am I the bleep hole? Next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. I think we can quickly wrap up Am I the bleep hole here this morning. There's really nothing to argue about. I don't think anybody thinks that Amy is the bleep hole. Her son, where is he working again? What was his job? Was it a restaurant?
It sounds like a restaurant. Sounds like he was kind of like busboy, dishwasher.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he is not happy in the job. It's his first job in high school, and he's been doing it for a few weeks, and it's every single weekend, and he's missing out on hanging out with friends, and so he wants to quit the job.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come to his mom and said, I want to quit the job. And she's like, fine, quit. And he's like, well, I don't want to quit the job. I want you to do it for me.
It's a hard thing to do. Quitting a job, especially if you've never done it before, it can be very scary. It seems like such uncharted territory, you know? Do you remember when you quit your first job?
No, I actually don't.
Really?
No.
Have you ever quit a job?
No.
No?
I've only been fired from jobs.
Oh. Oh.
You know what? That's not true. I did. I did, I guess, technically quit Q104 the first time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In 2002. But I was so miserable at the time that I didn't have any satisfaction in it.
Like, okay.
There was no, yeah, and I quit, and I'm out of here, and you guys suck, or anything like that. There was nothing like that. It was just like, oh, my God, I'm so relieved to be away.
Yeah.
And then I left Ohio and came back 20 years later.
Yeah, I think I'm a little sympathetic to Amy's son, mostly because I did have my mom quit my first job for
what?
Me. I did.
Where did you work?
I'm not going to disclose that because...
Well, what industry was it?
Retail.
Okay.
Worked in retail, and somebody grabbed my butt at the job, so I didn't want to go back. I certainly wasn't going to do it in person, so I was like, Mom... She was like, gotcha. And I was like, okay, thank you.
So,
but I've quit every job, like any job that I have not wanted to be at any longer, whether I got a better job or whatever. I've done every other one since that. But my very first job, I did not quit that one myself.
But your mom called your manager and said, yeah, Alyssa's not going to be there
anymore. Yeah, she's out. Like, well, but I was also 16.
I also think context matters there. I mean,
what
happened to you is... some pretty adult stuff. So
right. So I was like, well, I don't want to go back. And she was like, yeah, no, I got this handled. Don't you worry, baby girl.
Compare that to a friend of mine who used to work at, I don't even know if this restaurant is still there in Parma, Mr. Chicken.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure I pass it like every day.
So my friend, when he was in high school, was hired to work at Mr. Chicken. And on his first day, like very first day, he was not enjoying himself so much. He hated the job so much that he just left. He didn't quit. He didn't do anything else. He just walked off the job.
I've done that too.
And then he's never come back. He never came back. And they're like calling the house and they're like, you know, where is he? And it's like, well, I don't think he's going to be coming back.
He's coming back. No. I did that once too. And I got a paycheck in the mail for like $22.
Oh, wait. What? Now, what job was that?
It was like some weird, I found the job on LinkedIn like almost 10 years ago. Long story short, it ended up being a pyramid scheme.
Okay.
And so I realized that literally halfway into my first day. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to leave. And so I did. I just was like, I took my lunch and I never returned.
See, that's interesting. I'm writing this down. Jobs that you have quit and you just disappeared.
I don't recommend it.
No, I don't either.
I think that if you have like any inkling of wanting to put it on your resume, don't do that. But like, if you're not going to put it if you're not going to put it on the resume, if there's some nefarious act going on, then go ahead and just get on out of there.
All right. Good career advice right there. Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. Magic of Lights tickets.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the way.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Amanda in Painesville, good morning.
Good morning.
You are up next in the hot seat to take on Alyssa. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Amanda, are you ready to play?
Ready.
Here are your three questions. What is the name of the famous clock tower in London?
Big Ben.
Question two. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. What city am I talking about?
Chicago.
And question three, Taylor Swift is nominated for 6 Grammy Awards this year. Back in 2008, she was nominated for Best New Artist. She did not win. Who did win Best New Artist in 2008?
Beyonce.
Amanda, these were some tough questions today.
Yeah.
I love question three. I also got it wrong.
Okay.
And I bet Alyssa gets it wrong as well. But you went 1 for 3 today. Let's get Alyssa in here to find out how she does.
Alyssa, will you please come back to the studio?
What are you doing this morning, Amanda?
Driving into work.
Thank you for having us on.
Of course. Every morning.
We appreciate it. All right. So Alyssa is back. Alyssa, these were some tough questions today, I think.
Oh, boy.
A little bit.
I was just telling Amanda that I love question three.
Oh, now I'm scared.
But I don't think you're going to get it.
If you're excited about question three, that's not looking good for me.
I'm not going to tell you how Amanda did. We're just going to jump in with your three questions. Here is question number one. What is the name of the famous clock tower in London?
Big Ben.
Question two. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. What city am I talking about?
What?
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. What city am I talking about?
Is this in our country?
Yeah, it is, actually.
I got nothing, man.
You're not even going to guess a city?
Boston.
No, incorrect. Amanda guessed Chicago. We're talking about New York. It's up to you, New York.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, I got nothing.
Let's move on to question three, which I predict Alyssa is going to miss as well. Taylor Swift is nominated for 6 Grammy Awards this year. Back in 2008, she was nominated for Best New Artist. She did not win. Who did win Best New Artist in 2008?
Trying to think of my, like, 2008 playlists right now. This is tough. Fergie?
Amanda guessed Beyonce.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
I was so confused.
Yeah, because, like, I was thinking of the Beyonce, the VMA, the Beyonce. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I know that that's the VMAs.
I guessed Adele.
That's a good one.
I was also incorrect. Adele won Best New Artist in 2009, so a year after.
Okay.
The Best New Artist in 2008, Amy Winehouse.
Wow. Oh. Never would have got that.
R.I.P. though.
I know. Yeah. What a great question. I knew that nobody was going to get it.
Wow. You know what? I'm okay with being wrong for Amy Winehouse being the answer on that.
Yeah.
All right. So here is the final tally. Amanda went 1 for 3. Alyssa went 1 for 3. We have a tie today.
But you know what? Did we try our hardest?
Absolutely.
Yes, we did.
Sure did.
And just for trying, Amanda, we have passes to get inside the magic of lights at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Awesome. Thank you. My name is Amanda, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, announced last night on Colbert, People's Sexiest Man Alive 2024.
Without further ado, Joe, a drum roll, please. This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski.
Do you agree with that?
I'm good with it. I like him.
But do you find him sexy?
You know what? Not everybody is everybody else's cup of tea. I might not go for him personally, but I can definitely see it.
Well, good for John Krasinski. I'm sure that made him feel good.
I hear some resentment in your voice? Like,
I like John Krasinski. I can't argue with that.
I think he's a funny guy.
Well, he's a funny guy, but that's not saying he's sexy. There's plenty
of people. A lot of things can make you sexy.
Funny makes you sexy?
Funny can do that, for sure. I think personality definitely plays a big part in how attractive somebody is. Do you not?
No, I think that absolutely worked out for me. I think that if I wasn't funny, I don't think that I would have ended up with the wife that I currently have.
I mean, I honestly, like, in my past, like, I've dated people that I find, like, so physically attractive, and they have the personality of, like, a fish, and I can't continue on. Like, no amount of good looks is going to fix that.
Did you see this story about what happened during the Kansas City Chiefs game last month?
No.
So this would have been the October 6th game. It was a Monday night game. The Chiefs and whoever they were playing at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. While that game was going on, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's homes were burglarized.
What?
During the game, it was like right after kickoff, these burglars were ready to go. They broke into Patrick Mahomes' house and then later went to Travis Kelce's house. Let's see. It says here in the story, nothing. It's unclear if anything was taken at Mahomes' home. So you wonder, like, why did they?
Like, why?
Why did they
I'm
break
sure that
in?
They have plenty of valuables laying around to have been taken. Not saying that you should take things from people's homes that you break into, but I don't see a point in breaking in otherwise, unless I'm missing something.
But at Travis Kelce's house, they took $20,000 in cash.
Okay, why did he have that laying around? Travis, come on, man. Like, what did he just have it under his mattress, like his grandma?
Yeah, where do you keep?
Where do you keep that kind of money? If not in a safe, which I assume if it was in a safe, that maybe they wouldn't have gotten it.
I mean, I really have no idea. I could only guess, but I could just picture $20,000 in cash just sitting right there on the counter.
I imagine him just having like a piggy bank.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm seeing in my brain.
It's overstuffed. It's got like the dollar bills like sticking out of the top of it.
He's like, I honestly didn't even know that it had 20K in there. Last I checked, it was like 23 bucks. Like,
and by the way, Taylor Swift was in Kansas City visiting and she was at the game as well.
Okay.
So after the game, Travis and Taylor ended up going to a hotel. They didn't even stay at Travis's house that night because, well, there was a burglar earlier.
Wow.
They were thinking about safety. Yeah.
I'm glad nobody was hurt.
It really sucks that you can find people's home addresses on the internet, I think. I have always thought that sucks, that you can just Google somebody's name, their legal name, and then find out exactly where they live. I really have never liked that. And I don't know if that's public record or something like that, but still, I don't think it should be that accessible to find somebody.
Yeah, I agree. I found a website a couple years ago that you can actually, it'll bring up every address that you've like ever lived at, which is also like kind of scary.
And you have found yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. You can actually request to have yourself removed from those websites. You just have to seek them out.
Please don't Google Alyssa and try to find her new address in Parma Heights.
I don't even think you'll find it.
And
so.
She definitely doesn't have $20,000 in cash laying around.
I definitely don't, but I do have two cats, and they are very vicious. I wouldn't tempt it.
Ariana Grande, Wicked, in theaters a week from Friday. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So, Alyssa, can you recreate the moment this morning when you walked into the studio, when you first walked into the studio here? Can you recreate that for us? Can you summon up all of that anger and disgust?
Okay. So it went something like this. I open the door and I come in and I put my keys down. Ugh. I don't know what's all over my keys. Why are my keys so sticky? Bryce had my keys last. What is all over my... I have to go wash my hands. And I go wash my hands with normal hand soap. And then I came back in here and less than probably 3 minutes later, I went, oh my God, I need to go wash my hands again. They're so sticky. Why do they smell?
She did.
What's on my keys?
She went to wash her hands twice.
And I washed my keys because something that my husband's grubby little hands were in last night got all over my keys. Now, why am I blaming him for what's on my keys? Well, because when I got home yesterday, he went, hey, I need to grab something out of your car. Where's your keys? So I gave him my keys. He was the last one to have them. I had to search all over the house today for them, and that's when I was like, oh, crap.
Do you have a specific place in your house that you keep keys?
I usually do, but because we just moved, I have not set that area up yet. And yeah. To be fair, I'm the only one that utilizes it, so it doesn't really matter.
But all he did was use your keys just to get something out of the car, and mm-hmm. then that's it, and then he just tossed them wherever?
And seriously, like my car key, the fob to get into work, like another key I had, they were all sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, and like I could see, like, you know when you can see that something is sticky? I could like see the stickiness on it. And I was like, oh, ew, what is this? Why is it so sticky?
So have you texted him this morning? Have you asked, like, why were your hands so sticky last night?
Oh, no, we're going to have a talk.
Okay.
I told Bill earlier, if there's one surefire way to make me freak out and like cry, it's for my hands to be sticky. That was like the worst way for me to start my day.
Do you know what that makes me think of is, I don't remember what radio station I was working at, but the guy before me, like when I would come in after him, because we all used the same studio and the same board, when I would touch the buttons, they would be like you said, like sticky and like greasy.
No.
And I'm like, what is on these buttons? And I found out it's because he would have lunch in the studio and he would have Doritos. And so the buttons had like Dorito gunk on them. And so every time I would be like, ew.
That makes me want to spiral. Like I can't even describe the fact that what you just said is like actually a worst nightmare scenario for me.
216-474-0104. Wondering, what is the most recent thing that your SO has done to annoy you? Because, I mean, for me, the list is long with my wife. So I texted her. I said, what was the last thing that I did that annoyed you? And then I described, I said, Bryce borrowed Alyssa's car and the key fob is sticky. And she texted back immediately and said, because it happened yesterday, I Will needed a physical because for winter sports. So I went to the urgent care to go get a physical, and I only took the form that needed to be signed by the doctor.
Uh-huh.
Well, the doctor see the entire document, like everything else in there, like the questionnaire about his health history and everything else. All I did was take in the document that the doctor needed to sign.
Mm.
And so I had to call Paula. She had to leave the house, drive to urgent care to deliver the rest of the documentation, the paperwork.
I just feel like you're giving me a glimpse of my future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what she said. Not taking all the paperwork to Will's physical yesterday.
Oh, man.
She said a woman would have taken all the paperwork just in case.
She is so correct. Do you know I have a folder of all of our important papers from like everything, all of our important documents, birth certificates, passports, and I'm the one that keeps track of it. So she's not wrong.
Yes, I am your future in 20 years.
Oh!
216-474-0104. The most recent thing that your SO has done to annoy you. Next on the Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Good morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Laura from North Royalton on the line. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the most recent thing that your SO did that annoyed you? It has to be the most recent thing.
This past Sunday. I come home from a long day of door dashing, of working, come home, so tired, want to just go to bed. I come home with laundry all over the bed.
Oh, that's the worst feeling when you just want to lay down and there's clothes all over the bed.
Clean clothes?
Clean clothes.
Not folded? Folded or not folded?
Not folded.
Oh, we just, when did we just talk about folding clothes yesterday, right? See, I would have folded them, at least.
You would have folded them, but still left them there. And that's the problem. So you're, what you're saying is he didn't put them away?
No, he folded them. He did it all. Folded, threw it, dumped them on the bed.
Here's a key question for me. Here's a key.
I come home and I just want to lay down and.
Yeah.
It's like you either throw all the clean clothes on the floor or you got to sit there and fold them all right then and there.
Here's a key question for me. Was the bed made? Because I don't like putting clean clothes on a used bed. Does that make sense, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to put, if I've already slept in those sheets, I don't like to put clean clothes down on the sheets. Even though the sheets aren't, like, filthy or anything like that. Was the bed made, Laura?
Yes, I make the bed every morning.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even like to put clean clothes on top of the comforter because of all.
Really?
Yeah, because the dog jumps up there.
Oh.
And so there might be dog hair up there, and I don't want to put clean clothes in the.
Oh, I just I exist with the cat hair at this. I don't fight it anymore. It's just part of who I am.
Oh, yeah. I've given up.
Yeah.
And I have to do a lot of vacuuming here and there, but.
Me and my lint roller, we're tight. We're close.
Yeah, that's the key. Get yourself a lint roller, right?
Yep.
All right, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
We are going to my current city of residence, Rocky River, to talk to Cameron. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Share a good vibe with us.
Well, after like a year of off and on working on it, finally have flooring down in our living room, and we just painted this weekend too.
So fun!
Finally kind of like finishing what felt like a never-ending project.
What was originally in that living room?
So we bought a fixer-upper, and it was this hideous like burgundy carpet.
Ugh.
That vaguely smelled like cigarettes, so very happy to have that. That was one of the first things we tore out.
All those burgundy carpets, they always do.
And so we were just living with like rugs on top of plywood for like a year.
Yeah.
So getting flooring down was great.
And you said painting too?
Yeah.
What color did you go with?
You know, like the compromise, like sage green that I feel like all the couples do.
I had a friend once that he called the color that him and his girlfriend agreed upon agreeable gray.
Cameron, I bet your place is going to look very pretty over the holidays now.
I hope so. Yeah, there's a fireplace in that room and everything, so very excited about it.
Yeah, put up a tree right over there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it right now, and that brand new flooring, all the presents under the tree.
Bill's trying to come over.
Thank you, Cameron, for sharing that good vibe this morning.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel good, it's a good vibe, and we love it when you share with us. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attack. attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.